As Immigration and Customs Enforcement accelerates its deportation efforts, officials are arresting individuals trying to imitate ICE agents. Officials have spotted impersonators in three states as ICE works to carry out President Trump's mandate to arrest migrants who are in the country illegally. This week in Philadelphia, two individuals arrived at Temple University wearing police and ICE shirts, attempting to gain access to a dorm. University officials say another person was recording the incident. Campus and local police located the suspect's vehicle, identified one suspect as a student, and took them into custody. In an announcement to faculty and students, school officials say the behavior will not be tolerated and will result in expulsion. Miles away in South Carolina, a viral video captured a man yelling at a car full of people, claiming they're being sent back to Mexico. The video, which lasts just over 4 minutes, shows the man taking the keys and slapping the phone out of the driver's hands. Sean Michael Emrich Johnson later turned himself in to local police for impersonating a law enforcement officer. In North Carolina, a 37-year-old man entered a woman's motel room posing as an ICE agent and demanding sex, threatening deportation if she refused. He was arrested for impersonating a federal officer, among other charges, including kidnapping and rape. ICE agents have been arresting hundreds of people each day under Trump's mass deportation order.